leader of this team, captain of this team, with what's going on with Brandon Marshall and the attention? Does anything need to be said? Do you guys have any conversations about when it's time for football to get to football? I mean, as the captain of this team, how have you kind of handled this?
You know, I don't think it's nothing that's been said. That's a personal thing. And you can't, you know, pinpoint one guy and say, you know, the team is all involved. I mean, that's his, you know, part of what he's doing. And the thing is, you know, we're supporting whatever he does. But the thing is, you know, we're looking at it right now and letting that not be a distraction, just looking forward to Indy.
When people look at this team, they say, how can you win big with a quarterback that nobody's heard about? How do you respond to something like that?
I just look at last year and look at the formula that we had and playing situational football and saying we don't have to score 50, 60 points every single game. We have to play great defense. We have to get pressure on the quarterback. And the offense, when it's time to, you know, score and they get close to the end zone, they score points, and we keep the game close and being able to have time management.
You said you didn't want to be called old. That performance you had on Thursday, you didn't look old at all.
No, I don't like to be called old, actually. I mean, you call me vet or, you know, a mature player, but I'm not old. But, you know, I just look at it as, you know, I told Von today, I said, you add both of your numbers up, you know, 5 plus 8 is 13 and 9 plus 4 is 13. At the end of the day, both of us put the same jersey on out there, and we get out there and we play the same way, and that's what matters.
Did you surprise yourself, though, a little bit with 1.5 sacks out of the gate with very little practice time?
I wasn't surprised at all because I think it came down to practice. I was practicing really well that week, and I had a lot of confidence. Same thing going into this week, you know, probably play a little bit more, feeling, you know, the same like I was last week and getting ready for Indy.
You did say that your back feels better, and on one of those sacks they showed you, you got really low, bend, kind of Gumby-like, kind of like
yeah,
Bond.
I dropped it like it was hot, you know. So, but that's what we do. I mean, me and Vaughn, we always work on those drills, especially with Pug. We work on it every day. You know, like we call it the cone drill, where we get very low and, you know, working on our speed, getting off the ball, going around the corner. Every single day we work on those drills, and you can see it carries over to the game.
You were standing here, you know, Vaughn made the Splash Brothers reference, and before you came out here, he said he feels like he's almost an offensive player because he's on the attack. Does that resonate with you? I mean, do you take the same approach or no?
I take the same approach. To me, I think I use the analogy of a guy like Talib and a wide receiver. Talib is usually the tackle that's defending the guy, and like a guy like Demaryius Thomas is the pass rusher, trying to rush the passer. So you flip it, and now the offensive tackle is like a cornerback. You know, he's shielding me while I am the offensive guy. Vaughn is the offensive guy, trying to really, we say, catch the ball, but get a quarterback sack.
Okay, and to flip the question somebody asked you a little earlier, this is known as the quarterback's league. To what extent do you take joy or pride in that you've twisted that formula a little bit with this team?
It's a quarterback league, but as you look at all the teams that have won championships, one thing that you always see is they have very good, like really, really good defenses. And the quote of or the motto of defense win championships, that's been predicated from 1960 all the way to now. And that's what it's going to take. And you got to have, I mean, if you have a monster offense, you're just going to score even more points, and we better rush the passer a little bit more even, you know, but that's the way it goes. And so you got to have a good defense to win a championship.
You guys play a style of defense that obviously won a Super Bowl last year. The Colts game last year was one time where some late penalties were cost. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you have to walk that line as close as you can and sometimes cross it and be okay with it?
I don't think you cross the lines. I think you play in between the lines. When the whistles blow, or like blown, you gotta, you know, stop doing what you're doing. You can't have after the period penalties. When it's time to play and the ball is snapped, you play as hard as you can. And you can't think about, am I being aggressive? Am I going to hit the quarterback? You get out there and play, and you assess the situation when it happens.
You sacked Luck last year. How difficult is it to go from getting your hands on him to getting him all the way to the ground?
Oh, he's like a running back. He's almost like a Cam Newton type guy. But he's not going to – there's not a whole bunch of plays that, you know, where he has to run the ball. But he's very, very effective at running the ball. And taking him down, you know, secondly, is pretty hard. He's one of those guys where you got to tackle him like a running back because he's pretty big.
How frustrating is it when you have him, you've got your hand on his jersey, and he still lets one of those passes go downfield?
We talked about that. He's one of those guys where you got to take him down. You got to grab his right hand to make sure he doesn't throw the ball. There are certain techniques that you have to take to take him down. But you got to treat him just like every quarterback, and you got to get pressure on him, make him make indecisive decisions, and that's what we're going to try to do this week.
Marcus, you've seen a lot of quarterbacks through the years. I mean, it was a lot to ask of Trevor in that first game, wasn't it?
It was a lot to ask of Trevor. But we knew that he was ready for the situation. And, I mean, he practiced really well the whole week. It was very, very focused. You've seen from, preseason, he played very well. He knows how to manage the clock. Now this is another opportunity for him to prove everybody wrong. Because everybody always looked at, he was a one-hit wonder. Nah. This right here is what he does, and he's going to be ready to play this week.
What do you think that was like for your rookies last week? Booker, Simmons, what do you think that game?
I think that game atmosphere for them was like going to the circus and eating cotton candy. I mean, they were able to get in the game and play a little bit and was able to taste the sweetness of the game, and now they're ready. Yeah, I think they got to go down in the dungeon this time and see if they can find the light a little bit.
Do you think they knew what they were getting into?
No. Especially with the Sea of Orange, we call it the 12th man, and you can see how loud it is, just the atmosphere of the games. I mean, the guys are pumped. You can see them in practice. They don't get tired in practice. But the first, drills that they did, they're looking at me like, man, I'm tired. I say, yeah, because you're pumped. I said, now you got to dial it down a little bit and get ready to play this week.
With a guy like Hooker who has the fumble, I know you're on the other side of the ball, but do you say anything to him at that point?
I always say, you know what, sometimes there are mistakes that you make in a game that can, lose a game, especially turnovers. But I say, you get another opportunity to go out there and run the ball and make some plays. And it was so early in the game when it did happen, but, you, as a player, you get upset, especially as a running back and a younger guy going in the game and making a mistake. But you can't be too hard on them, knowing that they're already hard on themselves. They're trying to do everything perfect. And he went out there and, made some plays after that, and everything else gets deadened after that.
Good. Thanks, DeMarcus.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Marcus.